From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. North Korea warns the U.S. Saturday, North Korean state media fired back at U.S. President Donald Trump for verbal attacks. An article referred to the president as an old lunatic and warned to, quote, be prudent if they don't want to meet bitterer disgrace and destruction. It went on to warn the U.S. that if it resorts to military action, it will face tougher countermeasures from North Korea. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said Friday that North Korea's growing nuclear capabilities are a direct threat to the United States.
We have been clear that all options remain on the table in the defense of our nation. But we do not seek, nor do we want, war with North Korea.
Tillerson made the remarks at a UN Security Council meeting in New York on Friday. Austria's Conservative People's Party reached a coalition deal Saturday with the far-right Freedom Party. The deal makes Austria the only Western European country with a far-right group in government. Known as a turquoise-blue agreement, which refers to the group's political colors, the party leaders said they want to reduce burden on taxpayers and ensure greater security for the country. A statement said that includes fighting illegal immigration. 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz will be Austria's new chancellor and will become the youngest head of government in the world. The coalition government will be sworn in on Monday. Argentina has dismissed the head of its navy following last month's disappearance of a submarine with 44 crew members. The move comes 1 month after the last contact with the submarine ARA San Juan. The sub disappeared in the South Atlantic November 15th with 44 sailors aboard. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency reports aid agencies are bracing for another humanitarian emergency in Yemen as people flee from intensified fighting in frontline areas on Yemen's west coast. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it has received reports that more than 1,400 people have fled from Hodeidah and Taiz governorates in the past few days. This follows the recent fighting in the Yemeni capital Sana'a and neighboring areas. The UNHCR says it is working with other aid agencies to scale up operations to help those who are fleeing and others to come. Agency spokesman Babar Balosh says emergency relief kits for 2,000 families in Hodeidah have been sent and more relief for thousands of other families is on the way. But he says Saudi Arabia's blockade of Yemen is harming emergency operations. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Balosh says the blockade has resulted in food, water, and fuel shortages affecting both local Yemenis and refugees. He also says the departures of some refugees from Yemen have been put on hold. The damage assessment continues after an earthquake with a magnitude of 6.5 rocked the Indonesian capital of Jakarta and other cities on the country's island of Java late Friday, with authorities reporting at least 2 deaths. Disaster relief officials say buildings collapsed in several western Java districts and several hospitals were evacuated after suffering damage. The quake made buildings sway in Jakarta.
Jadi sampai dengan saat ini,
so up to now, 3 people have died due to the earthquake, either directly or indirectly, and those buildings that are damaged are categorized as temporarily damaged, 228 houses, 152 moderately damaged, 97 houses were slightly damaged, and 473 completely damaged. Authorities say a 62-year-old man in the Siamis region and an 80-year-old woman in another city died in building collapses. It was not immediately clear how many people have been injured. Nigerian oil workers are threatening to strike indefinitely starting Monday. This after talks with Nkonde Energy Limited reached a stalemate. The oil workers' union clashed with Nkonde Energy Limited over what it says is a wrongful termination of some of its members. The walkout could begin Monday at midnight. Nigeria is already dealing with price hikes and a fuel scarcity. That's the latest. I'm Liz Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.